talking today with Carol Cowan. Carol, you've just kind of wrapping up your year now very soon as the National Farm Mom of the Year in the competition that you won last spring. Tell me about, you know, first of all, a little bit about the honor as you perceive it, and then also how the year has been as you've kind of been this representative of all farm moms.
I have had a real enjoyable year being named Monsanto's Farmer's Mom of the Year. It's been just a whirlwind of activities on interviews and newspaper print and magazines and radio and TV, and just been real honored to represent farm moms throughout the whole nation.
Why should we honor farm moms? I know there's a lot of folks who've got different opinions, but what's your thought on that?
I think farm moms are some of the hardest working ladies out there. They not only take care of their children in their home, they are also there. A lot of women do the bookkeeping and help out with the animals and go out and work on equipment, running the equipment for their farm. But there's also the farm moms that aren't as active, and they are just as equally important. So it's just an important thing that we get the word out that there are farm moms out there, and we'd like to give them a pat on the back sometimes.
One of the things I know that you had the opportunity to do just in advance of this competition, and then the representation that you've had to do as farm mom, was your involvement with Ag Leadership. That, I know that helped, right?
Exactly. That kind of gave me a little head start on being able to get up in front of so many people, because I have done several interviews, and so some of the advice that they gave us during that class has really helped me out, including yourself, because you had been at some of our sessions.
As far as your farm right now, you're of course living in Blaine County, Watauga area. You know, this has been an interesting year, but it's right now pretty dry in a lot of western Oklahoma. That's just, as you mentioned on stage, that's just kind of a part of it, isn't it?
Right. You know, there are just always times when you have good times and bad times, and right now we are real dry, and our wheat is really thirsty. We could use a drink, and we have stalker cattle that's running on our winter wheat pasture right now, and so we're going to be pulling them off this next week. And so, you know, that's just one of the things that you have to put up with in the farm life.
You're helping Monsanto make the call for the next Farm Mom of the Year.
Exactly. We've got the new online voting. You need to go on to americasfarmers.com and submit a letter to nominate your favorite farm mom. And it's a wonderful program, and hope that we get a lot of submissions.